It's all about LSD. Right. Okay, that was clearly the extent of the lyrics.
The question we ended off with yesterday was parent stira in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos sets out what would appear to be some rules that govern the recitation of Birkos HaMitzvah, and specifically the use of the Lashon Al versus Le. And based on the rules set forth in the Rambam, in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes Vav, we were left with the assumption that when we moved over to Hilchos Pesach, we would see the Rambam say that the proper blessing on the eating of matzah, the eating of maror, and when it was applicable, the eating of the Karban Pesach, v'chule, would be le'echol, to eat. Asher k'desham s'sov etzivonu, le'echol matzah, le'echol maror, le'echol pesach, le'echol zevach, v'chule. And yet, when we turned our attention to the Rambam in Perek Ches of Chametz Matzah, specifically Halacha Yud Beis, we saw, in fact, that the Rambam has the Lashon of the Bracha, the Nusach of the Bracha, not like the Ran, Le'echol, but like the Rosh, and like many others, Al Achilas. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
True.
So I asked you to take a look at this Magid Mishnah. I'm assuming everyone got a chance to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's now turn our collective attention to that Magid Mishnah and see what the Magid Mishnah proposes as a explanation. And I think we could perhaps take it a little bit further with the help of some other sources and try to come up with something of a unified theory as to what exactly the Rambam may mean over here. So would someone like to do the honors of reading the Magid Mishnah? Step up to the sacrificial podium. Daniel Krasner.
Whoa, are we... Where is here? All
right. Right.
Vereti nusach habracha b'divrei Rabino Sheh.
Rabino, right?
It says that the nusach of the bracha came from our Rabbeinu.
No, not that it came from it.
In the words of our Rabbeinu.
The nusach of the bracha, as far as the Rambam is concerned,
should be Baal.
You know, is
Al Achilat Matzah, the Al Achilat Maror.
Right, he says, I look at this Rambam and I see that the Rambam understands that the Nuscha Bracha is Al.
V'atam l'divrav l'pi.
So, one second. There's an implied question here, right? Well, implied question is, why is that? Why should it be? Really, according to the rules,
should be lit. Clearly.
All right, so now you have to get an explanation. What's the explanation?
Well, should I read it?
I'm glad you asked. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. V'atam l'divrav l'fi... What?
L'fi masha kasa, masha ita, masha something.
Masha, what's in Perek Echad Asar?
Good.
Hilchot brachot.
Good. Why can't you say that?
Hu mipnei shebebrocha zo motzi atzmo v'acherim imo.
So, he wants to say, it must be that because when he's making this blessing, he's making this bracha on the eating of matzah, he's not just doing it for himself, he's doing it for others as well. He's being motzi others as well. And since he's being motzi others as well, you should make the bracha that reflects that. And when you look in the Rambam, back in Perek Yud Aleph, in Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam, in fact, discusses what happens when a person is making a bracha for himself and for others.
Was that what we were supposed to read before?
No.
Okay. We read something about a lulav.
You read the correct Rambam.
Good.
Bear with me 1 second, please.
Ah, there's a bear with him.
The difference between mitzvahs of a person himself versus mitzvahs of someone else.
Oh, this is this man only.
Would you like this one?
Is that this man now? Yeah, I'll take both. Just 1 second. I will just spot them.
I'm going to research on Wikipedia whilst I am without book.
The Magid Mishnah is still a little bit difficult because the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yedaleh. Asa ha-mitzvah lo ula acherim ke'echad. He's doing the mitzvah for himself and for others. Im haisa mitzvah she'ena chova. Let's say it wasn't mitzvah, it was not a chova. What should he do?
It was not a
chiyuv. Mevarech al ha'asiya. Therefore be al mitzvahs. Al mitzvahs.
This is the
Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. But if it was a chova,
and
he's being inclusive of himself, right, himself and others,
then it's le.
Then it should be la'asos. L'fikach u'mavarech l'shmoa kol shofar.
It sounds like the opposite of what the Magid.
Well, the Magid Mishnah is saying, since he's being motzi himself and others, he's saying al and not le.
So the Rambam says that anytime you yourself have to do it, you say le, regardless of if there are other people or not. Is that what we got going on?
I'm sorry, can you repeat your comment?
The Rambam is saying that regardless...
No, there's no regardless. I don't know why he's saying regardless.
Rambam's saying if the bracha you say is for yourself, then regardless of if there are others or not, you say le.
What do you mean? If it's for yourself, and a mitzvah that you do, right, like Mila, is your son, le.
What if now it's a gafin for everyone, including yourself? Then you still say le.
Well, that's a little bit different than your bracha, because it's not a shirk shalom, it's also Ivan and bracha. It's more of a birkas anan that sometimes plays the role of a birkas anan mitzvah.
Okay,
it's not a good example.
All right, fine. So if there's some sort of mitzvah that you're doing and you're fulfilling for multiple people at the same time.
Right. Inclusive of yourself.
Inclusive of yourself. Then you say...
So he says, if it's a mitzvah that's not a chovah, it's going to be al. It's going to be al. Like al hamila, we'd normally make when you're mauling someone else's child. So that's what I'm saying. If it's a mitzvah that's not a chiyuv, and you're making it for multiple people, then it's al mitzvah's eruv. You're making an eruv. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's a mitzvah. When you want to do this, this is the way you do it. So that's a mitzvah chiyuvis. So when you're doing it for yourself and for others, it's going to be al. Okay? But now, he says that if it's a mitzvah that's a chova, and you're being motzi yourself and others, v'chova, right? L'hotzi atzma midei chova, u'l'hotzi acherim, mevarech la'asos, v'fikach u'mevarech v'shmoa kol shofar. So there's le.
So it should still be le. For
it's a little difficult,
matzah,
huh?
Yeah.
So do we have three rules for the Rambam now? Three,
what do you mean three rules? I mean, one rule is the al versus le, depending upon when you say the bracha.
Yeah.
Whether it's before or after the performance. Then you have al versus le, if it's a mitzvah that's your chiyuv, or a mitzvah that's just the stam mitzvah.
So if it's your chiyuv, you say
le. But now he's saying if you're doing it for yourself and for others, like a group.
Yep. So that's the third rule.
Yeah. So if the mitzvah that you're doing is a chova, it's lit. If it's a mitzvah that's a group mitzvah, it's off. I'm sorry, if it's a group mitzvah. If it's a group mitzvah and it's a chovah, it's left. If it's a group mitzvah and it's not a chovah, it's al. So it seems that this doesn't really answer the question. Magid Mishnah is saying that the Rambam has a rule. The Rambam's rule is that when you're making it for a group, you say al. Yeah, that's only true if it's a group mitzvah that's not a chovah. But if it's a group mitzvah that is a chovah, it's left.
Okay, so rule two was if the chiyuv is for yourself, you say left.
Right.
And if the chiyuv is for someone else, you say al.
Right. Or if it's not really a chiyuv. I mean, no, it's
not a chiyuv on anyone?
It's not a chiyuv on you.
So like if you're doing someone else's bris?
That would be al. That's right.
But if you're doing your son's bris?
Le. Lama. That's right. We don't pass that way, that's the wrong Rambam.
Okay, and then if you're doing something for you and someone, still should be le. But
if it's a chiyuv.
Right. If it's achilat matzah, it should be le achilat matzah.
Like with Shmuel Kol Shofar. Lishmol kol shofar. Why am I making lishmol kol shofar? Oh, because it's for everyone and it's lit.
Because the chiyuv is upon yourself as well. Shofar.
It's a chovah.
If chiyuv is for self, then lit. If chiyuv is for someone else, then all. If chiyuv is for self and someone else, it's lit.
That's right.
So, okay, fine. So that's a sub point within rule two.
I mean, it's really the same. It's really the same.
If he is ever for himself, regardless,
yeah.
That's what
no,
it
no, not ever. Now.
Well, after rule one has been satisfied, then
I don't know what you're talking about when you referred obtusely to rule one, rule two.
Rule one is if you've already fulfilled the mitzvah versus if you've yet to fulfill the mitzvah.
I didn't mention that. Yes, right, okay.
Once that's been satisfied.
What do you mean satisfied? I mean, you're saying it before the performance.
Yeah, we're saying it before, and then we're.
So it has the potential to be lit.
Potential to be lit.
Right.
Now, if it's for the self, regardless of if there are other people, you say lit.
Well, I don't know, but you don't have to say it that way. If it's a chiv.
If
it's a chiv on you.
No, if it's a, well, yeah.
On the one making the bracha.
So that's what I mean. If it's a chiyuv on yourself, regardless of if they're a chiyuv in that you're fulfilling on other people,
it is lit. That's right.
If the chiyuv is exclusively for other people, then it's enough.
That's what.
Right. Or if it's not, or if it's not a chiyuv at all.
Okay. If that
like what?
Meaning it's a mitzvah to do it this way when you want to do it, you want to eat meat. You have to slaughter the meat this way. It's never going to be.
So you say an al shechita.
Al shechita.
Shechting.
Okay.
Okay. So if not a chiyuv for anyone, you'd be shechting. Then it's back to all.
That's right.
Okay, good.
So this would seem to further the question on the Rambam. Magmish is trying to say, well, look at the rules in Parakeet Aleph. It seems that when you're including other people, then you make it as al, but that's only where it's not a chiyuv. Why should it not be a chiyuv? A chiyuv is matzah, a chiyuv.
Right.
So I can't tell you what raya he's bringing from the Rambam, but
he seems to be claiming that.
I don't know if the raya is a good raya, but I think there might be another idea here. Might be another idea.
Why did you want us to look at it?
Well, because I like the Magen Mishnah for it. He's being yashay this question, yashay this theorah.
You like the question.
Without the,
but
I
you
think
don't
the
like
question
the
is a good question. It's a glaring question.
Yes. Why are we saying all? According to
what
his
the Magen Mishnah is saying.
System.
And he leaves that tzarchin. You see how he says tzarchin?
Yeah. Well, then he said stuff after that. Did the stuff after it not.
Yeah, the
stuff
after
that
he said it really should be lechol. And he said, I saw most achronim have the gears of lechol. That's the way it should really be.
Most say le.
Well, that's what he claims. Most of his colleagues said le.
But.
Well, myself, that's not the case.
But was he right? Did most of them say?
I don't know. I mean, I have only seen the Ran who says le. I didn't see anyone else that says le.
What's the Ran considered? My timeline?
The Ran's a Rishon.
Rishon?
Okay.
That makes sense to call it a rule.
So let's just read the Lashon of the Magen Mishnah without the Raya for a second. Let's just read his Lashon in terms of what he's claiming is the reason for this without the Raya. Let's say the Raya is difficult. But what is he suggesting is the reason why it becomes Al? Anyone? Because you're being multi someone else. And it could be that we're just misreading that Rambam. Maybe there's another place in the Rambam where he does say that. That should be Al. Right? He says, what's the reason? Lefi, Masha Kasu, Perkachar, Sami Hachos, Brachos, but Nisha Brachosu, Motzi, Atma, Veachimimah, Hashom, Ito, She'inan, Tzricha, Mavarech. The Tzarchian. Vesham, Yis, Bayer, Daito, Bezer, Barucha. So, I don't know, when you look there, Barucha, still, it seems a little difficult.
Yeah, pass it over.
Why are you? I know how to use a computer.
No.
Muted.
No.
That's it.
It's called the old hand wave.
Is that what it's called?
Rabbi Manoach raises this question over here in Hilchos Brachos Perikin Dalad. Yikashilach Kriyas Megillah, Shechova. What would you say about Kriyas Megillah? According to this rule, according to the Yadalad rule.
Would you. Okay, hold on. Who's chiyuv in it?
Megillah. What do you mean? Let's say we're all chayav.
We're all chayav.
Yeah, what should it be?
So it should be le.
It's also upon yourself.
Le.
Should be likro, right?
So.
And what is it?
It's all.
So Rabbi Manoach says maybe he'll ask me about that. Rachel Lashonal. T rates. The Mikra Megillah Hainu Taim Lafish Eino Dome Yitzias Chovas Hakori Yitzias Chovas Acherim. Shehu Yotze Bekriya Apple Pisha Lohishmiel Ozno. Lacherim Ein Yotzim Belo Shmiya. He's basically saying it's an exception to the rule. Exception to the rule because of the different nature of the listener's obligation and the way he dispenses with his obligation, and the obligation of the reader and how he dispenses with his obligation. But it would seem like from this that other mitzvahs that are exactly the same, al-chilas matzah, l'chara should be still le'achol.
Right.
According to this.
What's the unique status of
Torah?
No, the Magid. I mean, sorry.
By Mikra Megillah?
No, yeah, Megillah.
Like
he wants to say the one who reads it is Chovas Acherim, Shehu Yotze B'Kriyasa, Afal Pishalo Hishmiel Ozno. The one who's reading can be Yotze, as long as he reads it, even though he doesn't read it technically loud enough to hear it himself. But Acherim can only be Yotze with
so
Shmiel.
The out loud reading is for others.
Right.
So that's an Al. So should he still say, should he say a Le to himself?
No, that's what he says, therefore it's Al. Because he's like he's doing that by reading it out loud. It's like he's doing it for them.
Okay,
hey, it's an interesting.
That's cute.
It's an interesting mahalach. But again, it still raises the question: what about
what about al-chilas matzah?
What about al-chilas matzah?
Does it not
definitely?
Are these separate ideas between this section and the lulav? Like, if you're picking it up now versus if you're picking it up later?
No, like Yonah said, that's ground zero. Meaning that's just going to decide. Even a mitzvah that's potentially le, it's going to be al if you make the bracha after the maisa. If you pick up a lulav, then you make the bracha, it's going to be al. If you make the bracha and pick up the lulav, then it's le.
Okay.
But mikra megillah l'chara, you make the bracha before, and in all cases, it should be, according to the Rambam's rule, it should be le. Oh, so Rabbi Menoch has a whole fancy.
It should be le because of the.
It's a chiyuv. It's a chova.
But if you do it once you've already started doing it, you do al. Regardless, right? Isn't that
that's hard to say because it's still over Las Yasin. You still the rest of your kriya. You still have to read the rest of it. It's a mitzvah. It's nimshach.
I should be saying le for a lulav, but once I pick it up, I have to say al.
Yeah, because I was already yotzing completely. It's
right.
Like my mitzvah is over already. As opposed to the kriya, I can say the kriya is still ongoing. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm missing the bifurcation, as it were.
Wait, what was the question?
The mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is just different than the mitzvah of lulav.
Right.
Mitzvah of lulav, I pick it up, I'm yotze.
Yes.
It's finished. It's a one moment in time mitzvah. It's lekicha. Over there, it's kriya. I still have more to do. So the fact that there's more to do still makes that additional part of the mitzvah over las yasa when I make my bracha when I do.
Meaning that
even if what you said. For argument's sake.
So achila goes under the category of you do it, once you do it, it's done. No?
Yeah, I mean, this should...
But you should say le.
By all accounts, this should be le.
You should say le, because you don't do it yet. But if you had it in your mouth, you'd make an al? Like, is that...
No.
That's what the al and le split is with lulav, right? Lulav's only in the moment that you're doing
it. But the other split...
Right, but I'm saying for the first split.
What?
If you've only eaten half a kazayis.
No, you... Oh, and you realize you didn't make a bracha?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that, whether you would make a bracha.
But I'm saying, like, what's the difference between lulav and matzah? Then for the lit al,
it should be lit. That's what we're saying. It should be lit.
But couldn't it be al? Shouldn't it only be al if it's already in your mouth? I don't understand how the other people's and the requirements comes into play. I don't understand how they work together.
What happened? What happened? All of a sudden we were understanding there was a question here.
I got the question. I got that question in its own world.
We just discovered the question.
That's in its own world. I'm saying with the lulav part, I don't see it.
Because that's the way lulav is generally done.
You generally pick it up and say al.
And then you make a bracha. And the Rambam saying, why is it like that?
If I hadn't picked it up yet, I'd make a le.
That's
and that's what matzah is like. But then but then I don't understand how that combines with the al le for the chiyuvim part. Like if I'm chayav in it,
because there are different rules.
Then I say le. What if I'm chayav in it and I've already picked it up? Then it's al.
That's right.
So who's the big... The al le is more based on what you've already done, right? If I've done it or if I'm going to do it.
Listen.
There's a chart?
Yonah's chart. Rule number zero is that... Oh, boy.
Sorry. Right. Rule zero. If seven, I have for anyone.
If not.
It should be lit. It should be lit based on all...
It should be lit.
...of the tests here. You're making the bracha before the Maisa Mitzvah. You're making the bracha on a chiyuv, and you're making the bracha on your own chiyuv. It should be lit. And yet, we see that the Rambam... passes that it's al.
For this is for the Megillah.
No, matzah. Megillah, we just mentioned the agav.
Okay. For one reading, it can be yotzi even if not hear himself read.
That's what Rabbi Manoah uses it to explain.
He can have noise cancellation headphones as long as he's reading.
Wow. But they can only be yotzi if they hear. If they hear.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so that's why it's not like a heel on himself.
Well, that's why exactly. That's why when he's doing it, it's like he's doing it only for them. So therefore, he makes the bracha lishmoa. I mean, that's a question.
Could we use one of those?
Is that look right?
This can't be what he meant.
No, this can't be that over here because this is pasha. I'm saying everyone eating the matzah has the same chiyuv.
No, I'm saying so it can't be that he meant you make an al.
He says al. Oh, you want to say that he really didn't mean that?
Yeah.
He really means
what? Can we use that one?
That's hard to say.
I always think it was hard to say.
What?
What was that?
Buzzing? So we're back to our question. Why does the Rambam have al? So the Magid Mishnah is suggesting that the reason why we don't say al, the reason I'm going to say lit, is because somehow I'm being motzi others. But that the truth is, that answer does not seem to make sense within the what the Rambam says. Because the Rambam says, even if you bring motzi others, it would be lit if it's a chiyuv. And this is a chiyuv.
So unless you use the Megillah thing?
So yeah, with the Megillah thing, there's no shaychas over here.
I'm making it for others. It's for them.
But your chiyuv is exactly the same. The only reason why there's a distinction in Megillah is because he wanted to say that maybe the way you're yotzei is different from the way that others are yotzei. Yes?
Yes.
You mean if we want to use Rabbi Manoah's
Rabbeinu Manoah's approach to Mikra Megillah, you can't use that approach over here because this mitzvah is exactly the same. Your eating of matzah, my eating of matzah is exactly the same. So, there's two other things that I want to just put on the table here.
We can't use Rabbeinu Manoah's.
No, it has nothing to do with this.
So,
even though that may be true, the Rambam seems to hold that even in such a case, the bracha should be lit.
That's right. So then how come it's... Yeah.
Okay, good. So...
So the Magid Mishnah didn't explain it.
The Magid Mishnah seems difficult. The Magid Mishnah is difficult.
Unless you want to do some, say that there's some special reason why mitzvahs...
But what the Magid Mishnah is saying about the Rambam is seemingly not 100% correct.
Saying the reader is making a bracha for himself and for others.
And therefore it should be al.
Yeah.
But when you look at the Rambam, and he's saying that's what the Rambam means, because that's one of the Rambam's rules.
Yeah, but
that's not the Rambam's rule.
Yeah.
In Perek Yudalef Halacha Yudalef, he says if you're making it for yourself and for others, it's al. Yeah. It's lit, if it's a chiyuv.
Yep.
So let me read for you what Rav Kapach says about this Rambam. Does he cite the Magid Mishnah? He does not cite the Magid Mishnah, no. Okay. Listen to what he writes here.
We got to answer the Magid Mishnah too eventually, right?
I don't know if you can.
By the way, does Gemara say Alakimus Matzah? Is that how we know for sure that it's true?
The Gemara has that lashon of Alakimus Matzah, but I guess you can question whether the Gemara meant that you should make a bracha on the eating of matzah, or if that was in quotation marks, Alakimus Matzah. Let me read to you what he says. He says, Rabim Shaolin, this is in the Kapak Rambam, in Chos Chametz Matzah, Perek Ches, Halacha Yid Beis, in his Os Katan Chaf Gimel. Rabim Shaolim, Lama Kosev Taraso Harama, in this case the Rambam, Kosa Shemavarech Baal, Ulfia Klaal Shekava Perik Yid Aleph, Brachos Perik Yid, Halacha Yid Beis through Yid Aleph, Zarchayel Avarech Lechol Zevach, Lechol Pesach, like it says in Pirish Mishnayis. Lechol Pesach, Lechol Zevach. I'm skipping a little bit. Ve'isi misha tirates she'ein oso klal ela b'midi b'mitzvah she'ein bohanas gof. says, I've seen someone to suggest that those rules that the Rambam sets out in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis through Yud Dalet, as to when you say Le and when you say Al, those are only with regard to mitzvos that don't have any Hanas Haguf. Ve'ino Nacham, but he says that's not a good mahal, that's not a good approach. De Besof Trumos, Pasak Rabbeinu, Be'ochel Truma, De Mevarech Le'echel Truma. It says when you want to eat Truma, you say Le'echel. Ve'nira De Taima, so what's his reason? So listen to what Rav Kapach says. Kevon De Kaim Lom De L'Chila Ein Shoch De Nasa Pesach Al HaYochid. Since the Karban Pesach is L'Chila to be brought for a group, for a Chabura, in Kain HaRehu Ne'echel B'Chabura, and it should be eaten in a group, the kaman shem mavarich lo ulacherem mavarich be'al. One second. So whose approach is this similar to? This is similar to Magen Mishnah. Right? This is essentially what the Magen Mishnah said. Oh, that since he's making the bracha for himself and for others, you'll say it al. He's referring to the... let me finish. I'll take a question. He's referring to the fact that the Rambam says about the Pesach and the Zevach that it's al. So
okay.
He says, why should it be al for the Pesach and al for the Zevach? It should be lit. So he says that since those things are generally eaten b'chabura, and they're supposed to be ideally eaten b'chabura, then I'll be making the bracha for the group.
Generally or needed?
Ideally.
Like in for the carbon, it was...
Ideally.
But you could...
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say you'll ask our question. So he does address this question. Let's say you ask our question. Hey, it says in Halacha Yedalid, Dibimidi dechova, Veniskavim lahotzi atzmo midechova ulhotzi acherim, Mavarech balamid, Lohoya, Lohsi lohi. That's not a good question. So saying, our question on the Magen Mishnah essentially is not a good question. Why? The Hasam, but also a pulul shemotzi atzmo, motzi acherim, kimoshe hidgim sham, lefikach mevarch lishmoa kol shofar. Mash inkin hacha, de kol chad v'chad, ki nafik, lav bekazayashem shel mevarch nafik, ela bekazayas didei, lefikach mevarch ba'al. He's essentially saying a Rabbeinu Manoach type of answer. Saying, when I make the bracha of Al, when I make the bracha on the matzah, what am I being yotze with? I'm being yotze with this kazayas of matzah that I'm eating. What are you being yotze with? You're being yotze with your kazayas. So that's dissimilar. To shofar. When I say l'shmol kol shofar, it's the same call that we're all being yotze with. But over here, it's slightly different. It's like Rabbeinu Manoach's answer about the Mikra Megillah, right? I'm being yotze just by reading. You're being yotze with what? You're being yotze with hearing.
So is it the sharing in the carbon?
He wants to say that the group performance over here is not the same as the group performance by shofar. Group performance by shofar, we're all yotze with the same exact thing.
Right. Here you have
it's almost a Rabbeinu Manoach-esque.
Because you have in type your of analysis. Own eating, but then in the sharing there's a different
right.
mitzvah, but it's not really a mitzvah. So
No. He's saying like this.
Final trick.
He's saying, I'm yotze with this kazayas.
Right.
You're yotze with that kazayas.
But I'm yotze with the sharing because you have that kazayas. No?
Well, even in a not l'chachil sense, you would still be yotze. Forget about the fact that it's
even if you didn't say the bracha.
Even if it was sharing, even within the world of the ideal sharing, he's saying we're not yotze with the same kazayas.
Right.
So because we're not yotze with the same kazayas,
with different parts,
the bracha has to reflect the fact that your performance is slightly different than my performance. It's not like a case where I'm making it one bracha on one performance for everybody.
Okay.
So the bottom line regarding.
Well, let me just read a little further. Ve'im toma harei mikra megillah sheba osu akriya motzi atzmo v'acherim mevarech ba'al Rabbeinu Manoach, gosh, right? What about mikra megillah? Mikra megillah should be like l'shmol kol shofar. Shining Megillah, the Hidum Yudirashus, or is Manim Harbe Kavuba. He has a different answer. He wants to say that maybe Mikra Megillah is not really considered a Chovah. There are many times when you can read Megillah. If you happen to live in a village, you say it one day. If you happen to live in a city, you do it a different day. If you happen to live in a walled city, it was a different day. Yachol Yos Paras Ben Yomo, Mukov Ben Yomo, Az Nishnes Shas Chavos, Lefikachu Be'ezu, Be'yom Zesh, U'mavarech Ke'en Rishus. Now listen to what he says. He's going to like this. V'im Tomer Tenach Pesach. Maybe now he's like, okay, fine, Rav Kapach. I hear what you're saying about Pesach. Zevach, Matzav Morer, Ma'ikav Neymar. What are you going to say about Matzav Morer and the Kavan Chagiga? Nira Kavan Shemikara Boyim Imha Pesach.
How come?
Hareisha Cheskasan Shu Mavarech L'Rabim L'Fikach Mavarech Baal. That's what he wants to say.
What's there an issue?
And I thought maybe that's what the Magen Mishnah was trying to say.
Was there an issue with these other three things? What was that last bit? Please recast the last
right.
bit.
Right. First, so he raised a question for Mikra Megillah. He says maybe Mikra Megillah should be Lishmo Mikra Megillah, not Al Mikra Megillah. Now, Ben Manoff's Kasha.
Yep. Then Rav Karpach answered.
Kapach. So he says that, well, maybe Mikra Megillah in general, when you do it, you don't have to view it as a chova. Why? Because there are different times when you could perform this mitzvah. It's not like a mitzvah that must be done right now and I view it as a chova. I'll be honest, it's a little bit, I don't want to say weak, but it's a little bit
stretch.
Yeah.
Bursting at the seams.
I think Rabbi Menachem's answer is better for Mikra Megillah. Yeah. But he wants to say that you don't have to view it the same way that you view other mitzvahs that are chiyuvim. Because this mitzvah lends itself to many times at which it could be done, or during which it could be done, you don't have to view the performance right now as an absolute. That's what he's saying. Okay? But in a general sense, it is a chova. So when I'm doing it, pashas would be that I'm doing a mitzvah which is a chova. But I hear what he's saying. So he says, fine. What about the Karban Pesach? The Karban Pesach, he said, well, it's different. Your kezias is the kezias with which you're yotzei. My kezias is the one with which I'm yotzei. When is it that we say al for a group mitzvah and lif for a group mitzvah?
So we say lif for a group mitzvah?
Lishmo kol shofar. Why is that? Oh,
it's
because they're the pe'ula shemotzi atzma motzi acherim. They're from a verse lishmo. Ma she'en kein hachad the kol chad v'chad ki nafek. Lav b'kezayis shalom mevarich nafik, ela b'kezayis didei. Lafikach mevarich ba'al. Each person is really doing their own mitzvah over here. You follow? Each person is really doing their own mitzvah. You're eating your kezayis, I'm eating my kezayis, you're eating your kezayis. I'm just making the bracha. So this bracha has to be one that reflects the distinction between my performance and your performance. Le would imply, he's saying, they were all yotzei with some type of group performance.
Right.
And that's not the case.
This is just for the carbon
that's
itself. The actual, back in the day, carbon.
Right.
Now.
Lechol.
So, now.
HaPesach, Lechol, HaZevach.
Wait, no, back
I'm sorry. Alachilos HaZevach, Alachilos HaPesach.
But now that we don't have the carbon, do we still have the sharing part?
So that's what I want to say, that the Magen Mishnah meant, and I see that Rav Kapach seems to actually be saying that.
That we so
but forget
still,
about the right.
Still all.
What's that?
So it would still be all.
Yeah, look what he writes here. V'im tomar tenach Pesach. So maybe now you for the question on Pesach. I understand why Pesach is like that because of the different kezesim with which everybody is yotzei. But what about Moror? And what about Zevach? And what about matzah? Ma'ika l'meimar. What are you going to say about that? Nira. Kivan shem yikara boim im ha-pesach. Rav Kapach wants to say that since all those other things come with the Pesach, meaning why am I having the Zevach? Because it's the Chagigas Yadal. I'm having it because of the Karban Pesach. What is the Karban Pesach? The Karban Pesach is a Chabura-based eating. So once the Pesach is a Chabura-based eating, all of the other things that come sort of with the karban, which is a chabura based eating, are also going to get the chabura type bracha.
But is that still then? That's with the karban. back then it would be al carbon.
Al achilas zevach, al achilas matzah, al achilas mor.
Now where we don't have a carbon at all, does he go into that? Is the matzah, the mor is just a zecher made by the rabbana, right?
Ask me a better kasha for a second. Ask me a better kasha. Okay. What about a guy who's eating by himself?
Good ask.
Right? So he says, don't ask that kasha. He says, let's say you find a guy who's a loner. Lo ratzu chazal l'shanos min anusach ha-klali b'glal ha-charig ha-bodeit she'in lo ach l'reyach. Yeah, he says, Chazal didn't want to change the bracha for some anomalous fellow who has no friends and doesn't want to eat with other people.
That's not how you're supposed to do Pesach.
What's that?
That's not how you're supposed to.
That's not the ideal way to do it, and because it's not the ideal way to do it. They didn't change the Nusach HaBracha for some type of aberration.
For some hermit.
Aberrations? Don't talk to me about aberrations.
Don't know what he's talking about.
No.
You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely not. I know what aberration is. I don't know what you're...
Oh, the reference?
What you're
I don't know who you're channeling. Channeling someone.
Yes, Rav Soloveitchik, I think, on the question about...
The dog and the chametz?
No, homosexuality.
Oh, I never heard that quote.
Yeah.
I know he said, for your mashugah and a hunt, I'm not going to change the halacha when they asked him about Roy Lachilas Kelev.
If it's fitting to eat the dog.
Right. Apparently in the Shia, he was talking about how you define Roy Lachilas Kelev. So he said, if you wouldn't give it to a dog, that's not Roy Lachilas Kelev. So he says, some guy raised his hand and said, my dog eats toothpaste. He says, for your mashugah and a dog, I'm not going to change the halacha. Meaning Roy Lachilas Kelev means a person wouldn't normally view it as fit to give it to a dog. Dog would eat anything. Dog eats some feces. I mean, that's not, no one's going to say that's Roy Lachilas Kelev.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what were you talking about?
So it has to do with that, and I forgot exactly the context, but it was something like, anyway, the final
quote was
aberrations, don't tell me about aberrations.
I caught that part.
Okay, that's pretty good. It's actually a pretty good imitation. Okay, so could we just review what we're saying here? So now, maybe our kasha on the Magen Mishnah is not such a bad...
So you didn't want me to ask... You wanted me to ask that question.
Which kasha?
Then you didn't want me to ask that question. You said, say a better kasha. What about a guy who eats alone? Then you told me that I'm not supposed to ask that kasha.
Which kasha?
So can I ask my original kasha?
Oh, yeah, but can you just give me a second to recap what you said?
I want full recap.
I'm going to give a full recap.
Full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
It's going to be a long recap.
So we start with this apparent stira in the Rambam.
Wait, Rav Kappa.
Yeah, we start with the parent stira in the Rambam. And then we saw that the Magen Mishnah tries to resolve the stira by saying that the reason why the Rambam over here has al-achilas matzah, al-achilas maror, v'chulei, is because we're talking about a situation where one person is saying the bracha for others, he's being motzi others, right? And therefore the bracha is al. And he says that's a rule that you find in the Rambam's Hilchos Brachos, in Parak Yid Aleph. So Rav Kapach, and we said, hey, that's difficult because the Rambam in Halacha Yedalad actually says that where the group bracha is on a mitzvah that's a chiyav, it should still be lit. Right? It should still be lit. And yet over here we find that we're dealing with al. Why is that? So comes along with Kapach and says that when it came to the Pesach, you have to understand that the person who's making the bracha is being yotzei with his kezias. Person who's eating his own kezias is yotzei with that kezias, and therefore it's not akin to lishmo kol shofar.
This is regarding the Pesach offering.
Pesach, yes.
What about the alachilas matzah?
I'm getting to that.
So right? Regarding the Pesach offering, nice.
Right.
Nice. Sweet, brah.
So Pesach becomes the model, or the stepping off point. So Pesach, since the carbon Pesach is such that the kezias that I eat is the fulfillment of my mitzvah, and the kezias that you eat is the fulfillment of your mitzvah, it's not similar to the case of shofar, where it's one kol shofar with which we're all yotzei.
Therefore, dissimilar.
Right? And therefore, it's like Rabbeinu Manoach's approach to Mikra Megillah. I'm just throwing that in there. Right? That there's a difference between the way I'm yotzei and the difference between the way you're yotzei.
Yep.
So if there's a difference between the way I'm yotzei and the difference between your yotzei, then Rav Kapach says it's not subject to what the Rambam writes in Halacha Yedalad, because the Rambam in Halacha Yedalad is talking about the same pa'ula being motzi me, being motzi you. And that's not the case over here. So with that he says, okay, now I understand why Korban Pesach is like that. So therefore it should be al-achilas Pesach. But what about the Zevach? What about the Matzah? What about the Moror? So when it comes to all those things, he says those things are eaten because of the matzah, because of the Karban Pesach,
with
the Karban Pesach. So therefore, since they come with the Karban Pesach, they also have a group aspect to them. They're eating, you know, group aspect to their eating, and therefore, when I make the bracha on them, they should reflect this idea. And I'm making them sort of in the same way that I make the bracha on the Karban Pesach, and therefore I make it as al as opposed to le. So what I wanted to suggest is that maybe the Magen Mishnah is saying something similar. Maybe the Magen Mishnah means that matzah and maror have this quality of group eating, even bisman hazeh, that have the quality of group eating. Why? Because since that's the way the achila would take place, through the achilas Pesach bechabura, mm-hmm. and that's the way the kvias of the meal should take place. So even now, without the karban, the kvias is similar to the way it would take place with the karban.
What's kvias?
The way I establish my meal bezman hazeh on matzah still has this quality of chabura based eating.
Okay.
And therefore, it's going to be al and not le. Yeah.
So, okay, matzah and morar are in the chabura-based eating, which means they're congruent to the korban pesach.
They're what?
They're congruent.
Yes.
They're
and the zevach also, the chagiga. The chagiga, the matzah, and the morar.
And zevach, what's zevach?
That's the chagiga.
What's the chagiga? Another korban?
The korban chagiga that was eaten before the korban pesach.
And korban zevach. Oh, zevach.
The korban chagiga. The korban zevach is just it means a korban.
Oh.
It's a type of korban, but okay. It's called the chagiga siyadal.
The egg.
The korban chagiga.
Right, the egg.
Wait, a chagiga is a off Thanksgiving offering, right? Yeah. Okay, good. So.
A celebratory.
Alright, so I understand how matzah and moror and the korban hagiga, they're intrinsically tied to the korban pesach.
Right.
So their eating has to reflect that of the korban pesach, so their bracha should be similar to that of the korban pesach. Now, why is it that
the korban pesach has al?
Yes.
Because it's not like lishmol kol shofar. Lishmol kol shofar would mean that right now, when I do one action, we're all yotze with the one action that I do. That's the way he wants to learn pshat and halacha yadala.
This is going back to rule number.
This is going back to the rule of the communal performance.
If he is not on himself, then you say oh. If
it's
he
different.
Is also on himself, then he says let.
But
that's
it's a
right.
different.
Here the heel is on himself.
But there's a different
no,
heel on
wants
them.
To say what I'm doing on behalf of the group is really similar to when I read the Megillah.
That there are two different heels here.
Well, not so many two different, not two different chiyuvim,
the same
but there's two separate, two different performances or multiple performances.
Multiple performances on different
that
pieces.
Are disparate.
Yeah, you can't. You're not.
There are multiple
you're not covered
disparate,
by me eating this piece.
Disparate performances. My performance when I read the Megillah, I'm yotze one way, and you're yotze a different way.
So I guess.
Well, the shofar, we all hear the same shofar. You can't all eat the
that's
same
right.
bit of matzah.
That's right.
So the chiluk is in rule number two, which is that the chiyuv has to be the same for everyone involved.
The pe'ula has to be.
What's that? The form?
The action. The maisa has to be such that with that one maisa, we're all yotze. Then it gets lit.
So chiluk within.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. You look at the Rambam, it doesn't say that.
Weak.
But that's the way everyone seems to be understanding the Rambam. I mean, Rabbeinu Manoach has that on one level, and Rav Kapach has it on a different level. The Magen Mishnah seems to have been learning something. The Magen Mishnah seems to have been learning something similar when he says, "Oh yeah, it's clear from the Rambam's rules that you'd make al over here." He doesn't say why that is. He just says, based on the Rambam's rules, when you get aleph, when you do a mitzvah in a joint way like this, you're going to make al and not le. Wow, really not a clear room.
Okay. So good. Okay. Within rule two. The pu'ula and pu'ula.
Yeah, but what I want to suggest is that maybe that's what the Magen Mishnah means. I mean, why does it have to be that way? Why does it have to be that I'm making the bracha for you today? Maybe what he's suggesting is that's the way it should be at the Seder. It should be that way. That the way you kovei your meal should be the same way that they would kovei the meal when they had the karban. Because the karban was a achila of a chabura, so too the kvias and the leil haseder should be akin to an achila of a chabura, and that sort of opens up the question, lamaisa, what should be done with regard to these two brachas, and I guess we'll leave that for tomorrow. And that is, again, person A or person X is leading the Seder. Which brachas does he make on behalf of all assembled? Does he make hamotzi and al achilas matzah for everyone? Or does he just make hamotzi and each person make his own al achilas matzah? Right? But it would seem from here, certainly the way the Magen Mishnah is presenting it, is that, yeah, the person leading is also saying al achilas matzah for everyone. Right? You don't have to get that from Rav Kapach. Rav Kapach could just be saying that they wanted to show
that
there's a certain type of eating, there's a certain quality to the eating
right.
Over here. The eating of
then
the matzah, the eating of the morer, the eating of the zevach all come about because of the chabura, and therefore, you know, that's the way that the brachas should be made because there's some type of group eating involved.
Should there be a difference between if the leader makes the bracha or if everyone makes the bracha? Once we've established this, that it should be all.
No, that's what I'm saying. Maybe the Magen Mishnah would say that even where we're doing it by ourselves, we're showing that this is the quality of eating. Yeah, you'd still say all.
But would it matter? It wouldn't matter if it's one saying for everyone or everyone says it for themselves. That sounds like it would just be minhag.
It'd still be all.
Right, but would it matter who says it? Not would the all matter. The all is established, but
no. But what was intended? What was intended
for the leader to say it by himself?
Yeah, because that's what the Magen Mishnah is saying. The Magen Mishnah is saying since he's saying it for others. Magen Mishnah is specifically saying why is it all?
He's not saying because the others are sharing it.
No, Rav Kapach seems to be saying that.
Rav Kapach thinks the all is contingent upon the leader saying it.
No, he's not talking about the leader. He's saying that since the current pace. Well, yeah, I mean the current Pesach was a leader bracha.
One person made the bracha.
It sounds like that because it was Alach Hilsa Zevach, and because it was a Chabura. Right?
Yeah.
And he's talking about Eimavarech. Eimavarech was making the bracha.
Okay.
Lav Bekazayah Shelem Mavarech Nafik. Ela Bekazayah Didei. Therefore, he's Mavarech Baal. You follow what I'm saying?
I think so. A tenuous grasp on it.
But it's a nice idea, I think. It's a nice idea. He's saying basically the Nusach HaBracha, the Matbea HaBracha, is a reflection of this idea of group eating.
Right.
And the Seder really is supposed to somehow reflect this idea of group eating. So when you have the Karan Pesach, of necessity, it's a group eating. But even without the Karan Pesach, all these things that come along because of it also should share this quality of group eating because matzah, morer, and zevach are all very closely related and come at the same time as the karban. Therefore, kevan shemikar boim im ha-pesach, harei shechezkasan shehu mevorech l'rabim. See, chezkasan shehu mevorech l'rabim. What's the norm? The norm is that he's also making a bracha for the rabbin. That sounds like the Magen Mishnah also, that there is one person making the bracha for others, and therefore it's al. Ay, what happens if a guy's eating by himself? Anomalous. Aberrations.
Aberrations.
Okay, so we'll stop here, and tomorrow maybe we'll just see inside.
Sounds like we hit it up.
The Aruch HaShulchan. I think this is good, right?
Yeah.
I think this is good. A nice resolution to this issue. We got the shot in the Rambam, perhaps, but there's one other thing that I'd like to see, like in the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Shulchan Acharav that I mentioned yesterday, and there's also an Or Sameach happens to be in Hilchos Brachos, which seems to be saying something similar. So maybe we'll see that tomorrow. Okay, very nice. I think that was good work today.